You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Good morning. Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from LA. I'm Jenny Taft here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
What a night last night was.
Cups.
What are you doing?
You got to touch cups. You can't touch hands now. We got to touch cups.
Why not?
Cause. You know, we got to err on the side of caution.
I love you.
You got to err on the side of caution.
So, today, we're about to talk definitely about what happened last night. But for the record, we're also pretty soon going to get back to talking about Dak and Tom Brady and NFL free agents.
Yep.
Right. Here we go.
This is new territory for all of us. We're going to continue to navigate, but we do have a packed show. Let's get to it. Is Dak a bigger free agent than Tom Brady? Clearly we'll go there. Should the Titans prioritize Ryan Tannehill over Brady? And how big of a loss would losing Amari Cooper and Byron Jones be in Dallas? But first, we will start with an unprecedented night in sports, because the NBA announced that it's suspending this season for an undetermined amount of time after Utah's Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus prior to the game between the Jazz and the Thunder last night. That game was postponed just moments before tip-off, and both teams were quarantined in the arena. There were four games being played when the league made its announcement, and all were completed. In addition, any team that faced the Jazz in the last 10 days must now self-quarantine. So, Shannon, I start with you. Your reaction to how this unfolded?
It was strange. It seemed surreal that a season is postponed. Skip, this is not a sports issue. This is a public health issue. And to see this unfold, because you hear him says, okay, now the media is not allowed in the locker room. You have to go to a designated area. Then the NBA earlier yesterday said they're going to start, I think the Warriors were the first team to say they're going to play their games in front of with no crowd. And okay, so that starts picking up steam.
That was supposed to be tonight.
Tonight, right. Yep. That starts picking up steam. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, okay, the season is suspended. Skip, I think the thing is that anytime a situation happens, if it doesn't affect you directly or someone you know, I don't know if you give it the seriousness that it deserves. Mm-hmm. Because we hear about this virus, Skip, well, that happened in China, and it's in Italy, it's in Germany, or it's happening in America, but it's not happening to someone you know.
You're right.
Rudy Gobert getting this virus gave it realness. Mm-hmm. You hear Tom Hanks and his wife in Australia contracting this virus, it gives it realness. It puts a face to it. Hold on. This is for real. This is not a joke. Because I think sometimes, Skip, in the climate that we're in, a lot of things get tugged one way or another. You say, well, how much of it is real? How much of it is not? You know, hyperbole? How much is just getting added on, or you're trying to politicize it?
Sure.
But I think now we have a realness to it. The NBA did the only thing that it could do, Skip, because now Rudy had this. And so what are you going to do? You could have there's only one guy. And then one guy turns to five turns to 10, 20, 30, and now you don't want that. Yep. So they did the only thing that they could do. They canceled suspended the season until they can gather more information. Mm-hmm. How do we slow this? How do we protect our players? Because that's the number one priority, Skip, is to protect their players. Adam Silver has the obligation to protect his 450 to 500 players, and I think he did that. LeBron was like on Sunday, after Friday game, he's like, nah, I want to play. But I think once he started getting the correct information, Skip, this thing is an epidemic.
Yep.
And the NBA did the right thing, Adam Silver. And I'm not going to be surprised if more sports leagues don't take notice. You know, baseball has a season coming up.
Yeah.
You know, you still got soccer going on. They've canceled some of the soccer matches, Skip. But I'm going to be surprised if they don't shut this thing down for a minute until they gather more information, how to slow it, and then move forward from there.
I hear you. So, for me, last night was unlike any night I've ever experienced in my many, many years of covering, watching sports. Mm-hmm. It was stunning. It was sobering. In the end, it was sad reality. And I still haven't quite gotten over last night.
Right.
In my many years covering sports, I've been through what are called work stoppages.
Right.
Strikes or lockouts.
Right.
You've been through them. Mm-hmm. I've been through way too many of them. It sounds like, on a positive note, maybe the NFL's not going to have one of those.
Right.
Maybe we're going to have a quick agreement and a new CBA for the next 10 years.
Right.
But in this case, this was so different than a work stoppage, because in a work stoppage, it was always about money. It was about greed on one side or the other. So as a fan, I could either blame the owners or blame the players.
You could pick a side.
I could pick a side. Last night, I could only blame real life.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So for the first time in a long time on the sports front, I guess you'd say the first time ever, real life struck. And I can only speak from my perspective of, as you know, and people who watch the show know, I'm as crazed and passionate and hardcore sports fan as you will find. I am fanatic. I like my movies, but I love my games. I don't miss games. Every night I'm watching, it feels like, nearly every game that's being played. So to a fault, I find myself living in a sports bubble.
Right.
You like politics. I don't even like politics. I don't follow it that closely. I just follow sports.
Right.
And to a fault, I'm sort of protected by my bubble.
Right.
And all of a sudden, last night, my bubble got punctured and invaded by the realest of life.
Basically infected.
Infected. It got infected. And it became life and death last night, right before my very eyes. So I'll be the first to concede that over this past weekend, I was certainly concerned about the spreading virus. Mm-hmm. But did I really acknowledge? No, did I give in to it? Did I really accept the gravity?
That's a good point.
No, I did not. I told you both last Friday night, even though I had to talk her into it, I talked Ernestine into going with me to a Vanderbilt UCLA baseball game here in LA at Jackie Robinson Stadium.
Sure.
And she was a little concerned because during the day there had been a report that three UCLA students had been tested for coronavirus, just
right.
tested.
Right.
And I said, it'll be okay. It's just, you know, you're in the bubble in right. your head of, it's not going to happen to us.
Right.
Well, are you sure? Oh, we'll go. It was sold out, and it was overflowing, and it was all-time packed at Jackie Robinson for number 2 Vanderbilt versus number 6 UCLA. Mm-hmm. Saturday, we went to a movie. It was pretty packed. Mm-hmm. So I didn't sense any panic around right. us, any real urgency to stay out of the public.
To echo right? what you're saying, Skip, because I was out also on last weekend, you know, with training and did that, and I didn't see that people were panicked.
No. Nope.
They went about their normal nope. day. Now, I'm nope. sure that it was on, you know, people washing their hands and Purell, because you can't find any of that stuff on the shelf.
Right.
So clearly they're taking it,
okay.
but they went about their daily lives.
So yesterday I heard, okay, so the Warriors game tomorrow night, which is going to be tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're not going to have any fans.
Right.
Really? That's interesting.
Right.
But did it hit me? Nope. Didn't hit me. And maybe you can argue that NBA owners, sort of like me, had heads in sand. Mm-hmm. Maybe all day yesterday they had heads in sand. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I'm watching and something is going on at the Thunder game. Well, what is going on?
Right.
Wait, they've suspended the game. At least they're not going to start it on time. Right. Well, surely.
Right.
No, I'll be right. okay. Mm-hmm. One thing leads to another, and suddenly, after I just heard that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, his wife, in Australia had tested positive, so that puts some face to it,
sure.
but they're in Australia,
right.
so I'm thinking, okay, it's Australia. What are you doing? You shouldn't have traveled, Tom,
right.
you know?
Yeah. Right.
You're asking for it,
seems
right?
Far from
right.
us.
Seemed too far from us.
Right.
And all of a sudden, to your point, for me, this virus had a face. And it was the face of a two-time defensive player of the year who's led this league in block shots. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's a superstar, but he's a star.
Right.
And we all know who Rudy Gobert is.
Correct.
And we know what he looks like. Mm-hmm. And there's a face to coronavirus for me because I live in the sports world.
Right.
Oh, now you've hit me right between my eyes. Mm-hmm. I am sitting back in my chair and maybe 15 minutes pass. And all of a sudden I'm talking to our producer, Azzy, on the phone trying to plan today's show. We have like 9 basketball topics we're thinking about.
Right.
And he says, uh-oh, I just got an email. The whole season has been, no. I'm like, no, you got that wrong. No, he said, I'll send it to you right now.
Right.
I open it up, official NBA memo. Mm-hmm. It's over, at least for the foreseeable future.
Correct.
At least for 2 weeks and who knows how much longer.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, now I am rocked back by, oh, this is happening. And for me, it was Kobe-esque in this way. Obviously, Kobe was an all-time tragedy. But to your point and to where you live, all of a sudden it hit me that a star athlete got this. Well, then anybody can get it.
And correct.
You know how we reacted right. after Kobe. Wait, if he and his daughter can die in a plane crash, he's invincible.
And
right?
That's how people look at athletes. Yeah. Yep, they're superhuman.
Hubris is
nothing happens
Rudy Gobert and... What was so chilling to me was that just on Monday, Rudy Gobert himself had scoffed at the coronavirus.
You were joking.
Oh,
did you see?
Good.
Do we have the video of what he did?
It didn't age well, this video.
Well, how about this? He's scoffing at it, so he says, I'll joke with you guys. I'll touch all of your microphones and phones, right?
Yep.
I'll touch them all.
That's not good.
Not good.
That wasn't a good look.
It's staggering.
Right.
And it's almost like he dared the devil, and the devil said, okay, watch this.
Yep.
And Rudy Gobert became the first victim, if you will, of coronavirus. Now, just to keep this in some perspective, I did like what Evan Fournier, his teammate on Team France, tweeted.
Right.
Obviously, Orlando Magic. Mm-hmm. He tweeted late last night, was just on the phone with Rudy. He is doing good, man. Let's not panic, everyone. Love you all. Okay, I appreciate the perspective of that. And yet, for so long there, especially last weekend, I was underreacting. I don't want to overreact now, but I am definitely reacting to this.
And that was the problem, Skip. Yeah. I don't think enough people took this serious.
Correctly.
And then now, because like I said, until it actually happens to you or someone you actually know, then you put you give it the proper due diligence that it deserved. Skip, you know, being from South Georgia, tornadoes are very prominent. And you hear there's a tornado going to step down in the area. Well, it ain't going to hit me until they pull the roof off your house or the trees on top of your house. Then you're like, oh, okay.
Hey, coming from Oklahoma, Tornado Alley.
Yeah, so you know it. You
they
know
were
well
like
about
in
that.
My backyard in springtime.
So now Rudy an NBA player, actually has the virus.
Yeah.
So now you're like, okay, Rudy Gobert got it. NBA was doing all its due diligence, trying to take precautions to make sure it didn't happen, and it did happen. So, okay, let me give this thing the proper respect that it deserves. Okay. And for me and everybody, like, all of a sudden started. So everybody's starting to wash their hands for 20 seconds. So were you not washing your hands? I'm just trying to.
I thought of that, yeah.
I'm like, come on, people.
Mm.
But Skip,
so then I'm having to read through the evening that, or hear on TV, that the Thunder and the Jazz are basically quarantined in the arena and being tested with the swabs in their up into their cheeks, you know, and they're being tested for fever with just hands on temples and whatnot. And I'm thinking, the Jazz and the Thunder? And then it is reported that, I don't know what ended up happening, the Jazz couldn't figure out whether they could fly home. They might have to bus back to Salt Lake. It's, okay, this is gravity.
Exactly.
It is here. It is real. And we all have to deal with it now on all of our levels.
And then there was an official that ref the game in Utah that was about to ref the game last night. I think it was New Orleans, right? When the Pelicans
played? At Sacramento.
At Sacramento. Yeah. Uh-huh. So he was there. So once they got wind of that, they're like, well, hold on, wait a minute. It's like, no, We're done.
Okay, and I'm
because all the games were supposed to be concluded last night, and the suspended season would start today.
So, I was still trying to hang on to my bubble for the late game, thinking, okay, you know how much I love Zion.
Yeah.
At least I'll get to see Zion one last time.
Right.
And then, predictably, right on schedule, nope, it's over. And the last I saw of an NBA player, Lonzo Ball,
right,
came out of the locker room and was just shooting little shots by himself.
Right.
And I'm thinking, does he know what's happened? I guess he does.
Right.
And I guess he just said, I want to get a few shots up
right
before we have to get out of here. Right. Right.
I guess they were going to be delayed 3 hours. Considering, Skip, they expected to play a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe the plane wasn't there, the plane that was going to come take them back. Maybe it wasn't there. Maybe it was en route. But now Lonzo's like, well, I'm just going to sit in the locker room and
right,
just
think about it. He's all alone out there
right
shooting. And it was such a sad moment. And you love the NBA. I really love the NBA. I'm going to miss it dearly. And that was a very sad moment because I knew that what I was seeing, that video feed
right
of Lonzo shooting, he was shooting like 4-foot shots.
Right.
That's the last for a while I'm going to see of an NBA player shooting shots.
I think because it escalated so quickly, Skip.
Yep.
Think about what we were talking about. We saw Sunday, the Lakers-Clippers, and how we talked about that on Monday. And then we saw the schedule on Tuesday. To here we are Thursday. Not even 48 hours.
Even just in the last
quickly
couple hours last
right
night.
So, and to like I said, Skip, and it brought reality. It gave it realness because I don't think enough people took it serious. You don't need to panic because, like I said, Skip, when something is happening overseas, my dad's overseas, but I'm here in America. Mm-hmm. And even if you hear about cases, I think there was 122 in California and this many in Texas. I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So we good.
Yeah.
Now.
So now the NCAA has got some hard decisions to make because it's hard for me to believe they're going to go forward with March Madness. So far, we have heard nothing from them.
They got to shut it down.
They got to shut it down. And did you see what happened to Fred Hoiberg last
yeah
night, who I covered when he was a Chicago Bull,
did not
known
look
as
good
the mayor, did not look good. So Fred Hoiberg, also with his head in the sand, his head aching because he had some kind of flu-like
right
symptoms, he goes out on the bench and tries to tough it out and can't make it and goes to the hospital. And obviously, everybody's thinking the worst.
Right.
He did not test positive. He just had the flu.
Right.
Which I'm sure a lot of people are going through flu thinking, oh, my God, what's happening? But Fred Hoiberg, you can't do that right now.
Right.
You can't subject everybody around you to your symptoms.
Yeah.
If you have the symptoms, you got to stay out of harm's way.
Yep, I agree with you. The NCAA and its president, Mark Emmert,
yep,
going to have to cancel this thing because he looks greedy. There's no other reason. I mean, why? If the CDC says large gatherings
yeah
should be prohibited.
I know.
So why would you? Oh, well, theoretically, we're only going to have 125 tickets for family and staff. Yada, bro, let it go. It's okay.
Yep.
If there's not a 2020 national champion,
yep,
it's okay. Skip the world. Life will go on.
Life will go on. Do I feel for those kids like the Dayton kids?
Yes, yes.
Dayton's got a really good team. They could
yes
make a deep
yes
run.
Yes.
And now, probably they're not going to be allowed to make
right
any run.
Right.
Sad, but true.
Yes.
Real life has struck.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Skip, you remember when we boycotted the 80 Olympics?
I remember it well.
Wow.
You know, we didn't go. We didn't send a team to Moscow.
And it was very sad.
Right.
And I was in the middle of it because I was scheduled to go to Moscow, and then I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt for all those athletes who didn't get to perform
right
or compete at the highest
right
level. But life did go on.
Right.
And it was, I believe, the right move to make politically at that point.
Correct.
But that wasn't
virus.
That wasn't about virus.
Right.
That was about politics.
Politics, right.
Right?
And so, yes, Skip, I don't really think the NBA had any other choice.
Yeah.
They had no other choice. They were taking the precautions
yeah
that was needed.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, they had.
So not only does the NCAA have a hard decision to make here, not hard by our standard, but they better make it quickly. And now the NHL's got to make a decision and Major League Baseball
yep
and soccer. They're all going to have to make some choices.
I'm supposed to leave for the XFL tomorrow, so
there
I'd like
go
to know
that's
what the
another
plan
choice
is. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that one up.
We don't have an announcement.
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of choices, the last thing I saw at the end of the last basketball game I'm going to see for a while was at the end of the Mavericks game.
Right.
And I was stunned, if you could see this, at what happened, given the climate we live in. No, don't do that. No, you can't do that. You can't hug sweaty bodies against each other, and everybody was doing it. Luca was just hugging everybody.
Under that script, you should have just went ahead and canceled the season.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't play in front of crowds, guess what happens?
Look,
guys are going to still sweat, up and down the court.
They're going to sweat, and if the doctors will tell you, any, like, face-to-face,
right.
It's the worst thing you could do under our circumstances that, as you say, are escalating.
Right.
And I'm saying, I'm watching with Ernestine. We're both screaming at the TV. Stop it!
Right.
What are you thinking?
I don't know how many players at the time knew that the season had been suspended.
I think they knew.
And even
Mark Cuban said that he was pretty sure all of his players knew.
But how many of them knew that an NBA player had contracted
at that point?
Because again, Skip. Okay, yeah, you say not contact, but he ain't got it. I ain't got it, so we good. It ain't gonna happen because we don't know anybody.
In the end, you are not bulletproof.
No.
You might think you are, but you're not.
Nope.
Yeah. It's a reminder, we gotta take care of ourselves.
Yes.
We need to be cautious, and we will continue to monitor this if other leagues follow suit, but
continue to wash our hands.
Exactly. Oh. But you said it's sobering because sports are the outlet for all of us.
Yeah.
And
I can't be quarantined with you. No sports, I can't be quarantined with you because you don't want to watch anything I like to watch.
We're going to do our best to provide.
I will never be quarantined with you for any reason. Thank you.
Even if I try to quarantine you, it's not going to happen.
No. No mercy.
Let's go back to the NBA and something else that did happen last night. Vince Carter has already announced that he will retire after this season, ending a career that has spanned 4 decades, 8 teams, 8 All-Star selections, and an iconic slam dunk contest performance. And his final NBA game could possibly have been last night. League announced its suspension of the season during the Hawks game against the Knicks, and Vince was subbed in during the final moments, nailing a 3-pointer for what could be his final points. It's emotional.
Yes.
Play back. Shannon, if that was Vince Carter's final shot, how will you remember him?
Skip, this is Vince Carter moment, but you see,
I know.
They were down by 20, and the ice tray got hot.
Oh.
He started to melt that thing away in the fourth quarter.
Hit
the
away.
Ice tray.
Who won the game?
I don't do that, Skip.
The Knicks.
That's what he's
doing
right now?
The Knicks.
Shannon, that was
and
not
you're
the
gloating
question.
About that?
Oh. Ice tray. Ice tray got hot.
Wait, you mean Maestro?
No, no, no.
I thought you were shivering over Vince Carter, but okay.
The first thing come to mind, Skip.
I did too.
The first thing, obviously, is the dunk contest.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest performances that we had ever seen in a dunk contest.
2000.
Yep.
Dunking over in the Olympics. Dunking over 7-foot Frederick Weiss.
Mm-hmm. Of France. Yep.
He was phenomenal. He's one of the great dunkers in NBA history.
He is.
Skip. But also, when I think back and I look at Vince, did he get everything out of his ability? Because a guy that's so athletic, playing 22 years, he should have been more than a 2-time All-NBA player. And I understand that Kobe was there and T-Mac, and there were some other great players, and he played in the era because he intersected. I mean, he caught Jordan at the tail end. He got Brady. He got a Brady. He got Kobe at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He got LeBron. So, I mean, he's seen the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
He got Duncan. He got Shaq. Skip, Garnett, Duncan, he played with them. But Skip, when you look at his ability, and look at, because I went back and I looked at some old footage of 2001 Eastern Conference semifinals when he and Allen Iverson are going back and forth. One game, he go for 50, Iverson come back and go for 52. He get 30, and Iverson, so it was going back and forth. And I'm like, never finished top 5 in the MVP. The highest he ever got was 10th. He was Rookie of the Year. And I'm like,
he was, yep.
Did he leave something? Did Vince empty the tank? Because it's hard for me to believe, Skip, somebody with that kind of ability that can leap like he can, the athleticism, nice shot. Skip, a guy with that kind of ability, you're not supposed to go to 8 teams.
He did. Yeah.
I wonder if he and T-Mac could have stayed together in Toronto.
Maybe.
Could they have done something really, really special?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Skip, I mean, he had an unbelievable career to play that long, the longevity that this man had. But sometimes I find myself thinking, did Vince Carter give me everything that I deserve to see from him?
Okay. I do not disagree with your premise. And to your point, he made 8 All-Star teams, but the last one was in 2007.
Yeah.
So he played 13 more seasons after his last All-Star team. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the truth about this, he lasted 22 years. Think about that.
That's unbelievable.
Remember, he's almost 7 months older than Tom Brady. Put that in perspective. Mm-hmm. That's to play a more athletic game of basketball and last 22 years while being 43 years of old and still looking pretty good.
He still can get up, Skip.
Yeah, he can still get up. The reason he lasted 13 more years after making his last All-Star team is what I will remember him as, really a good guy and a great teammate and a great mentor for Trae Young or whoever, whatever young player was on the team.
Because wasn't he in Dallas last year? Oh, 2 years ago. That was two years ago.
Well, he was in Dallas for
before Luka. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, did he mention Luka? No. But that was before Luka.
But wherever at Memphis. But he missed job. But again, he was just always a really positive influence on every team. And he's one of the most liked guys in the whole league.
He is.
So all of a sudden, the dunk for some of our younger fans, that they don't even know the dunk contest. And again, he was a great leaper. He could really sky, but he wasn't a ferocious dunker like Dominic where he just like tear the rim down. Yeah. I don't remember that. But he would occasionally, even though, remember his playoff record, he only got to one conference finals.
Right.
That was Orlando 2010 versus Celtics, and they lost in six.
Right.
Okay? He was 38-50 in the playoffs. Well, 38's pretty good to win 38 playoff games, but you lost 50.
Right.
But the one I will remember, the one that will forever stick in my craw, came against my Spurs, and it was actually game three in 2014 when they went on to beat LeBron and D-Wade in the finals. But it was 1-1 going into Dallas for game three. And I don't know if we have this. I think we might. It's the end of game three.
Right.
And this is the second greatest clutch shot I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
See this?
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yep.
The inbound pass goes to him, and Ginobili is all over him, and he has to pump fake him up off his feet and hold on and shoot it off 1 foot in the corner from the deepest corner. And he ripped it as clean at the buzzer as you can rip it to win by 1 point. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my Spurs were down 2-1 with game four in Dallas.
Right.
And I thought they were in huge trouble, and it took 7 games to eliminate Vince's Dallas Mavericks, with Dirk, obviously.
Right.
But you want to talk about a clutch? That was the second greatest clutch shot I've seen to the Ray Allen shot that shot me right in the heart, game six of 2013.
Right.
Sure. And I felt like that afternoon, I was in our apartment in New York City, I fell on the floor on that one because I couldn't believe he had done that because I was convinced it was over and that we would get the last stop. And with Ginobili on him, who's a very good and savvy
crafty
defender, he faked him off his feet and still had enough poise to wait and set off 1 foot and just rip it clean from the corner at the buzzer.
Yep.
It was a great clutch shot, and he was highly capable of doing that.
Right.
But we never got to see it in the finals.
And Skip, he still had athleticism, but basically he had turned himself. He was a journeyman because, as you mentioned, the last All-Star game was 13 years ago, and he kind of bounced around. But he was more of a three-point specialist.
He was.
He did more shooting just spotting up shooting threes. Yeah.
He's very good at it. So Carolina, you're a big Carolina fan.
Yeah, I am.
And he got to his last 2 years. He's left after his junior
year.
He stayed 3 years.
Yeah.
And they got to 2 final
fours and Antoine Jameson.
And lost in the semifinal both times.
Yep.
So they lost Arizona and then to Utah. It's a very good career.
Right.
I don't know if it's a great career.
Right.
If he were in the NFL, where the standards are much stricter to get in the Hall of Fame, you'd say kind of borderline Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah,
no rings.
But see, the thing is with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Skip, they don't take anything into consideration but your NFL career. Basketball, they take college, they take you play the Olympics.
Yeah.
So you take all that. So when you look at, he went to 2 Final Fours. He has a gold medal.
I know. Everybody gets in. I always tell you, I think I'm in the Basketball Hall of Fame, but I'm not sure because everybody got in.
But 22 years, there's not a whole lot of guys. But what, I think Robert Parrish has more games?
Yeah. It's highly impressive.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
But in the end, I'm just going to remember he was a really good guy.
Good guy, great dunker. Some of the great in-game dunks.
Yep.
He got Alonzo Mourning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got a lot of guys.
He did.
Yeah.
And the shot last night was special.
It was. You know what it was? It was very cool. Trey just handed it off to him, and he had to do it on cue. It's 5-4-3-2-1, and he made it. And that's a good way to go out, and I assume he's going to go out that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they play, they say they're going to – they suspended the season. They didn't say they canceled it. They suspended it. Going to see. And you know what, Skip? That was Ice Trey 11th assist.
Was it really?
42 and 11.
Oh, was counting.
Huh.
Apparently Shannon.
Did you see the turnover that broke the game open where he just threw like to and
picked, He and tried to slay to John Collins. The guy took it right out there.
And then it's like little tiny Trey was thinking, can I stop this dunk? No, I'll just get out of the way.
Well, he tried, but he ended up getting a foul. He turned it over and got a foul and won.
So I'm not going to mention that Trae Young leads the NBA in turnovers, but that's neither here nor there, as you always say.
Note.
Neither here nor but there. Skip, just sweep it right under your little carpet.
Skip,
over there.
They weren't even supposed to be in that game.
Really?
But Trae said, you know what? If I'm going to go down, I'm going down swinging. And he just started banging them things from like logo.
They lost at home to the Knicks.
Okay.
Really? To the Knicks?
Hold on.
Then I saw a video yesterday that Trae Young is talking about, I want a nutmeg LeBron. Really?
Yeah.
He's feeling confident. Hey,
now you're about to get punched in your throat, Trae Young.
You're making him have a big head.
Oh, Trae, that's Trae.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what you're doing.
Yeah.
I thought this was a Vince Carter debate.
And then you see him tie the game up.
Here we are talking about ice cream.
He got started cooking for the logo.
Skip?
You're like all those Atlanta fans. That's all you got.
That's your sideshow. Skip, that's all we got.
I'll let you have that.
Don't pretend like KD advanced to the conference finals in his first 2 years. Don't do that. Don't act like Jordan didn't have a losing record his first 2 years. Skip, don't do that now. Steph Curry, y'all make it seem like these guys, y'all are so hard on these guys now when some of the all-time greats. How did Westbrook and KD were able to be in the spot to get James Harden? Them two guys on the same team.
When KD was at Texas, I predicted on a show called Cold Pizza that he would lead this league in scoring multiple times, and I'm pretty sure that's
happened. Predict he'll be 20 and 23 his first 2 years, win 20 games 1 year, 23 the next? Did you predict that? Well, look at that. Get on Ice Trail, a little chance. Yeah. Give somebody.
Well, I do remember in 2012, he just carried them right to the finals, right?
Hey, what happened?
Baby Thunder.
Hey, what? No, they don't Baby Thunder.
Baby Thunder.
Jenny, you see what he tried to do there?
That's funny.
He put the Baby Thunder because then that diminishes what old Goat James did to it.
Is that what it is?
That's what he did.
Now you brought in the Goat into the conversation?
It was mostly
Goat James?
What D. Wade did to him.
No, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mostly it was that.
We've taken a different turn.
Oh, so I guess you dug it. So it wasn't Mike Miller and Shane Battier raining threes all over
the place. They rained. Yeah.
Who was the finals MVP?
I forget.
You ain't forget. No mercy.
So the NBA announced that it is suspending this season for an undetermined amount of time after Utah's Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus prior to the game between the Jazz and the Thunder last night. That game was postponed just moments before tip-off, and both teams were quarantined in the arena. There were four games being played when the league made its announcement, and all were completed. In addition, any team that faced the Jazz in the last 10 days must now self-quarantine. And we're joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard. Oh, crazy last couple hours. Chris, so just your reaction to the news and how it all unfolded.
Well, first, I was amazed at how quickly things were developing. Sure. It wasn't every day something new was happening. It was every hour. And it got to the point where it was like every 10 or 15 minutes. Rob Park and I were doing our radio show yesterday. And when we started it at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, like, teams were still talking about playing with fans. Like, Sacramento was going to play their future games with fans while Golden State wasn't.
Right.
And so there was that whole debate going on. And within a few hours, the season had been postponed. And the NBA has been, I've seen some people criticize them and say they should have gotten out in front of this faster. I think they've done a good job. Absolutely. Because it was, what, about 6 days ago when it broke that they were talking about playing without fans.
Yes.
And at that point, a lot of people weren't really paying as much attention to the coronavirus as necessary. So it seemed like, wow, that seems like a big step.
Right.
But they were out in front of that. But at the same time, I don't think they should be getting like the ultimate praise, as some have said, for postponing the season. Because once Rudy Gobert got it, or any player got it, the decision was made. Like, this, it was no longer Adam Silver's decision, in my view, once a player had it. You had no choice.
Correct. Wow.
That was the whole point of not letting fans in to prevent a player or someone from getting it.
Correct.
So the choice had been made at that point. So after, you know, the news broke, I start, you know, texting and talking with people around the league. And they're kind of all over the place. You know, some teams have already told players last night, don't come in for the next couple days. Just stay away. Then we'll find out what's going on. Get back to you. Some teams are having conference calls today with their players. Others are talking to the league. You know, they're still kind of finding out what's going on. But some, you know, so they're all kind of speculating. Some, I think this is overly optimistic, but some think they'll be out for 2 or 3 weeks and then resume playing. Others have said what they think may happen, and again, this is speculation on people's parts, but what may happen is they're off for the next 30 days, and you end the regular season now. Like, however the standings are now, that's how the season ends, and then in 30 days, you restart with the playoffs, which, and the playoffs are supposed to start April 18th, which is roughly 30 days now. Hmm. And so that seems feasible if things go well.
When dealing with coronavirus, this virus,
totally.
Nobody knows.
Nope.
Because of the unknown. I totally agree.
I've seen many infectious disease doctors on television saying, we just have no idea.
I totally agree. I don't even
know how you can even try to speculate it could only be. You can't.
Well, Skip, to your point, I thought, and again, we don't know, but when I was hearing these things and seeing these things getting texted to me, I thought these were all overly optimistic. I don't know. I mean, I was surprised that guys, people were kind of like, oh, you know, we'll be back for the playoffs. Like, nobody, at least that I spoke with, seems to be panicking. Like, the rest of the season is in jeopardy. They seem to think, and some of it, people even admit it, some of it's monetary, because obviously the NBA has already lost, roughly $200 million with the China situation. Now there's been speculation and reports this could be as much as $500 million. Like, you're talking about the cap going way down, and that affects player salary. So I think you hit it on the head. We don't know. This could be much longer than we think, much shorter. You would think, though, we're just kind of at the beginning of it.
See, where I push back at Skip is that when they think these sporting leagues are about entertainment. They're not equipped to handle something like this. So they're at the discretion of people that are in place, the CDC, an infectious disease specialist, that understand this a lot better than Adam Silver, a lot better than Mark Cuban or some of the other owners of the NBA. So I don't know, because there's a fine line between, so what was the NBA supposed to do? Okay, the coronavirus, we're going to cancel the season? Now everybody's going to say you're panicking. You don't do it when you didn't react fast enough. I get it. I really do get that maybe we didn't give it the seriousness that it deserved for the simple fact, as Skip and I talked about earlier, Chris, is that unless it happens to us or someone close to us, we know, but that ain't gonna happen. Especially you're talking about NBA, you're talking about professional athletes. Professional athletes are invincible. And they don't get sick.
Right.
They play through everything. You remember the guy played with a broken leg and he played with Kobe shot free throws with a torn Achilles. So, little old virus, people get sick. Michael Jordan played with the flu, had 100 and something degree temperature. Yeah. So, we're going to play through it. So, maybe it didn't get the seriousness that it deserved. But as you said, once Rudy Gobert got this, everything, the parameters that you had set in place to try to prevent one of your own from getting it had been breached.
Yep.
What other decision did you got? It wasn't about, it's only, because sometimes we get, that's only one person. Somebody in the building gets sick, Skip. That's only one person. The NBA, you can't, you didn't want that one, let alone 5, 10, 15. So Adam Silver had no choice, but I think he's the best commissioner. I love Commissioner Goodell, but I think he's the best commissioner in sports. I think he's very proactive. I think he has a pulse of things, and I believe he's always working in the best interest. With the players, he has an obligation to the owners, obviously, but he works in the interest of the players also.
Right.
So I think he's done a great job, Skip. But like I said,
I will give you that. But just to defend Commissioner Goodell for one moment, I know he's made some very controversial decisions and non-decisions. But this league, the National Football League, has been highly successful under his watch.
Oh, yeah.
Highly successful.
Yes.
So don't take that.
No. I'm just saying,
I'm with you. Yeah.
Dealing with the players, that's the aspect.
Very good at it.
I guess the crisis management is the word. The word that I want to use, Skip. But like I said, I think he's done a great job, Skip, and maybe us as a whole, as America, as the world, didn't give the respect that this virus deserved.
Yep.
Maybe because we didn't want to incite panic. Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's going to be under control. No, it's not, because now what you're hearing, the worst is yet to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they aired. I think they did the right thing. I think it was the only thing. I just hope other organizations take, like you said, you got the MLB season coming up. You got the soccer thing going on. You got the March Madness. I just hope other organizations follow suit.
Just so you guys know, Woj is reporting that Donovan Mitchell has also tested positive for coronavirus. Ooh. He just tweeted that out. So just so you guys know, I mean, as this develops, I just think it's the reality that we are all continuing to monitor the situation, and we don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
But I think it was the right move to suspend play for right now until we know more.
No question. And you know, they said the Jazz have played six teams in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
But if you look at all the teams those six have played, it's touched all 30 teams.
Yeah,
they've all 30.
Those six teams have played other teams, and the other teams have played other teams, Kip.
So I told the man across the table early in the show, and you certainly can appreciate this because you've known me for a long time, to a fault, I live in my little sports bubble. And I like my movies, but I love my games. And to a fault, I just stay inside my games every night to the point that I had my head in the sand until last night about coronavirus.
Right.
And I still believe that in some ways, shapes, and forms, the NBA owners and even the commissioner still had their heads a little bit in the sand because there was no face to coronavirus until this happened last night. And all of a sudden, I'd heard about Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, but they were in Australia. So I'm like, okay, it happened down there, way down under. Maybe it's an Australia thing. God bless both of them. They say they're going to be okay, but they have contracted coronavirus. So at least we had that face of a big Hollywood star on it, but I didn't have a sports face until this came a bolt out of the blue. Wait a second. Rudy Gobert, a two-time defensive player of the year, has led this league in block shots. That guy got it. And it was that same guy, if we could see the video, who scoffed at this 2 days before and made a joke out of, I'm going to touch all of you reporters, all your microphones, I'm going to touch everything.
It's
all your reporters, if we could see that, from Rudy Gobert. This was on Monday after a shoot-around.
Didn't age well, considering the situation.
I guess it didn't age. There he is. So he's making a joke out of, let me touch all you. That's how much he feared coronavirus. Yeah. And he became the first victim of coronavirus that we knew in the NBA.
You mentioned it.
How ironic.
You mentioned it. Now, you see how he made light of the situation? There are probably 500-600 million people that took that just as seriously
totally
as he just did.
Totally agree.
I bet some of the reporters probably chuckled.
I'm sure.
Because I think he did it. Yeah. That was that around the time
Monday
when it was announced that the locker rooms would be closed?
Right. Yeah.
So
that
he's
would make sense.
He's probably trying to show, I'm not worried about you guys, you know, being around me.
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere last night, my little sports bubble got punctured and it got invaded. And as you said, it got infected.
Yep.
He got it. And now Donovan Mitchell, for whom I have great respect, he got it.
Yeah.
Well, now it's real because it's hit home to the sports world. And I told Shannon, obviously, Kobe was one of the most terrible tragedies we've ever had to try to cope with, certainly on this show and in the world of sports. And yet this was kind of Kobe-esque because, to Shannon's point, wait a second, a star player got coronavirus? Now it's real. It's a thing. After I had kind of scoffed at it, even all last weekend I'd scoffed at it.
Correct.
It'll be okay. It didn't hit home. That hits home because that's where I live in the sports world.
So you must have been floored then, because I have been paying attention to it for the last 4 or 5 days, reading as much as I could. So and I was still shocked.
Well, I was first floored that the teams went out for the tip-off in Oklahoma City, and then a doctor came running onto the floor, waving his hands. And they're off the floor. I'm thinking, that can't be.
Well, I was watching the Skip, and then all of a sudden, it's like breaking news. They're evacuating the I think it was OKC they were playing, and they started evacuating.
There.
So I wanted to hear, and you hear the PA announcer say, everybody start to leave.
Yeah.
Everything's okay, but just leave in a timely,
they didn't
orderly.
Say why.
Why?
Right.
And so,
you
Skip, you know,
reaction
Skip, you think, okay, bomb threat. Somebody called a bomb threat. You would just be, I guarantee you, all those people there, no one thought it was because of coronavirus. Nobody thought that.
I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Because I have friends in Oklahoma City who were definitely, they feared it before last night.
I mean, the thing is, like, if you had a hotel, Skip, and they say evacuate the hotel, you think it is a fire. You're not thinking, what's common?
Right.
One of the reasons why you evacuate a large building.
Yep.
Somebody calling a bomb threat, maybe there's a fire or something like that.
Okay, and just for balance, Evan Fournier, who's teammate of Rudy's on the French national team, did tweet last night, was just on the phone with Rudy. He's doing good, man. Let's not panic, everyone. Love you all. Well, let's not panic, but let's not keep our heads in the sand.
Okay, tell that to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Well, remember, he felt good enough to play.
Right.
Yeah.
If he, you know, if he didn't have the virus, because, you know, apparently, obviously he's a healthy athlete.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Like flu-like symptoms, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it's unbelievable.
We continue to monitor the situation. I feel like we're all processing it together.
I think, in my view, they need to postpone or cancel March Madness. Because these are professional athletes getting paid with the incentive of money who aren't playing. You're going to send amateurs out there who aren't making any money to play?
At least they had a little scare last night because Fred Hoiberg ended up just having the flu.
Right.
But what if he had corona?
Well, there was a report, too, that a fan at the BYU-Gonzaga game just a few days ago had coronavirus. Mm. So now the NBA is only 450 players. When you're talking about the NCAA tournament, you're talking about a lot more players than that.
Just think about it. You win and you go on. Okay, you lose. The team that beat you, they go on.
Right.
So I don't know how they play March Madness. I really don't.
And I'm sorry for the kids.
I am.
Be deprived.
Because somebody's going to miss an opportunity. Somebody's a senior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're never going to get an opportunity to play March Madness or play basketball again.
But this is real life.
Oh, yeah. This is much bigger. Yeah.
It is real. I think sports have always been our outlet. So we're going to continue to try to do that throughout the day as we monitor the situation. And just keep that
outlet.
In perspective as we just take care of ourselves. I think we got to remember that. Chris, thank you for being here. No mercy. And we do have some breaking news that I mentioned a little earlier in the show. The Utah Jazz just announced that Donovan Mitchell has tested positive for the coronavirus. This comes after Rudy Gobert tested positive prior to last night's game between the Jazz and the Thunder, prompting the NBA to announce that it's suspending the season. All players and personnel from the Jazz were tested and quarantined, but according to The Athletic, Mitchell was the only other one to test positive. So there's that. Shannon, your reaction to really how this is unfolding now?
Well, fortunately, Skip, Donovan Mitchell was the only Utah Jazz player that tested positive. Today, I think it was reported that the OKC Thunder players are going to get tested today.
Yeah.
So hopefully all those come back negative. Mm-hmm. I guess it was just if this virus is what they say it is, pandemic now, we knew it was just a matter of time before it touched someone in sports.
Yep.
And I think it gave it the seriousness that it deserved by this happening. Unfortunately, it happened to, Rudy Gobert and now Donovan Mitchell. But Skip, it was hard for me to imagine. I'm surprised that only Donovan, considering that Rudy Gobert got it and how contagious this virus is. Mm-hmm. So I guess that is a blessing that only one person has that we know of thus far that's been tested has the virus. But I'm not surprised. I'm sad by this, that these guys have to go through this. And I guess the OKC is also, they've been quarantined. And anybody that's come in contact with Utah in the last 10 days have to do self-quarantine. Mm-hmm. But it was just a matter of time, Skip. And I'm hopefully these guys are feeling better in no time.
Agree. So here's the weird part of this. 58 people in the Utah Jazz traveling party were tested. That includes all the personnel. I don't know if it includes the radio, TV, broadcast.
Sure,
probably
sure.
Everybody in the traveling party.
Yes.
58 humans got tested. Only two tested positive. But the weird part is those two are the two best players on the team.
Right.
And if there's any silver lining to that, and it's barely one, at least this sends the message to the sports world and then in turn the rest of the world, hey, this virus is not picking any favorites.
It's indiscriminate.
You know, it doesn't care.
Yeah.
It just singled out the two best players on a pretty good Utah Jazz team that's actually been playing quietly much better than it was early in the season, where it's becoming a factor.
Right.
So Rudy Gobert, two-time Defensive Player of the Year, is averaging 15 points and 14 rebounds. That's pretty good.
That's good.
He's got coronavirus. Donovan Mitchell, leading team with 24 points scored,
four
rebounds and four assists. Not bad. But again, on any given night, he can go for 40. Probably the best. He's the most talented player on the team.
Yeah.
He has coronavirus.
Right.
Wow. Really? Just shocking to me. Those two became the first two, quote-unquote, sort of victims of coronavirus. And I'm going to read this tweet one more time just to keep our perspective from Evan Fournier, who's a very close friend of Rudy Gobert's because they're both French, played on the French national team together, was just on the phone with Rudy. He is doing good, man. Let's not panic, everyone. Love you all. Okay, just for perspective, we hope he's doing good.
Right.
We hope Donovan will be okay. But still, the message is getting sent shockwaves around basketball and then maybe football and baseball and soccer and XFL and March Madness. Look what just happened.
Yeah, but Skip, I believe when he says don't panic, but there's levels to this. You don't have to panic, but you can be diligent.
You can be very diligent.
I think he's like, okay, it's either don't panic. Okay, what are the steps before you get to panic?
Yep.
So. Okay. Tough.
My world just got turned upside down.
Yeah. Big Ten tournament also just announced they've canceled.
Have they?
They've canceled as well. So now we just wait and see who else is to follow. The MLS has announced that they've postponed for 30 days at this point. It's hard because it's real, and we're all just, there is no, we don't have the answers right now.
Yeah, the thing about this,
maybe that's what it is.
This virus, Skip, is indiscriminate. Black, white, rich, poor, doesn't matter.
No, doesn't matter.
Take care of yourself. That's all we can say right now. We're going to keep talking about what we love, and that is sports.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.